WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second consecutive Bryan City Council meeting, there was a call to remember first responders and members of the military. That was after learning one of two Houston policemen who were shot by a burglary suspect yesterday is a nephew of former Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez. Current District 1 Councilman Ruben Marine says he grew up with Ronnie Cortez.
It hits home. I was a little younger than Ronnie and his brother Danny Cortez, and you know, we all grew up together. I used to tag along and look up to these guys.
According to KTRK in Houston, Cortez was transferred to Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center in critical condition after being shot several times with a bullet still lodged near his spine. The council also paused to recognize a local man's life-saving efforts during a recent house fire. A proclamation was read by Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin honoring Angel Villa.
He moved some propane bottles away from the home and also moved their car away so it would not get damaged.
Villa was credited for keeping the occupants from re-entering their home that was fully involved in fire. Brazos County commissioners have agreed to let the Sheriff's Department provide school resource officers at College Station Middle and High Schools. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart joined Sheriff Chris Kirk at last week's CSISD board meeting.
They're very enthusiastic and they're very excited about working more closely with the county.
The school district will reimburse the county for all the costs. Walking into a College Station bank and giving a note asking for $60,000 resulted in an arrest on drug charges. 34-year-old Marcus Burns of Dime Box is accused of possessing a baggie of ecstasy and baggies of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Burns walked into the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway Monday afternoon and passed a note, quoting, "It is a sin to pay for anything. Ask and thy shall receive. May I have $60,000 or be charged." 10 days after a man was seen jumping off the Highway 21 bridge into the Brazos River west of Bryan, a man's body was found south of the bridge. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office reports the body was taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday held its annual recognition of minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of Community Impact Awards are Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman of Spherion Staffing, and Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube. Dean Inler of Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has hosted the awards since they started in 2000, thanked the recipients and small business owners in general for their sacrifices and devotion.
You guys put in hours long after the rest of us have gone home. You guys put in some amazing talent out into the community. You guys help in any number of ways. You deal with difficult decisions in the course of everyday business.
More comments from Inler and from this year's recipients are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes past 7 at 67 degrees. Be part of the show. Call us or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Good morning, it's 7-11. On our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cold front pushes through this morning, and that's going to lead to better weather. Clearing skies and breezy for today with a high of 70 to 75 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear and cool, 40 to 45. Cooler weather will continue to push into the region tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 65. A few spots may be as warm as 70. It's clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine during the day on Friday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the A&M basketball team's win against Missouri last night. Meanwhile, we'll also hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team's win over Prairie View. And tonight, the A&M softball team takes the field against Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 712. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Brian in Navasota. And you can join us if you want to, 979-695-1620 to text or just call us if something's going on. Or like to, I saw some video of that accident yesterday, the 7-car accident.
Ooh, yeah.
Again, nobody injured seriously, but, you know, if that happens, you need to be our eyes on the street since, well, we're here in the Crystal Park Plaza.
Right.
Where we don't know what the traffic's like.
Mm-hmm. And apparently it was awesome yesterday that, you know, we helped out. Some people helped us out by telling us about the accident. And then we reported it and helped other people out, not be late to work.
That's it, because you don't want to be late to work.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to get there so that you can begin celebrating Beer Day.
And Employee right. Spirit Month,
that's
Scott.
Right. It's Employee Spirit
not
Month.
Beer Day.
Do you think in break rooms all over town they'll have – There'll be one person who'll be the office organizer so that you can have a spirit celebration.
You know what?
I bet.
I'm taking it upon myself.
Are you?
Yep.
Right. Well, here's the deal.
I'm going to do it after 9 a.m.,
yeah.
So you're not going
to
be here.
You're the one to do it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's right.
I've definitely got the most spirit in these hallways.
Without a doubt. Now, is Ben gone today? Because, you know.
I think he's gone all week.
Okay. See, then we can tell him we had this fantastic spirit week, and he wouldn't even
and
know because he wasn't here.
Yeah.
And we don't even have to do it. We just have to tell him what we did. So
perfect.
That'll be fun. We could put together pictures that look like, you know, folks,
okay,
folks wearing fun hats.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Photoshop's so pretty powerful these days.
That's right. You can do any of that stuff if you want to. So kind of backing up through the news here a moment ago from the news that you just gave us. Okay, so a guy allegedly walks into a bank.
Correct.
And says that you shouldn't have to pay for anything.
Right. So I don't think he actually said anything.
Okay,
He passed a note.
Yeah.
And the note read, "It is a sin to pay for anything. Ask and thy shall receive. May I have $60,000 or be charged."
Or be charged.
Yeah, I don't really understand that last
couple of
words. He was charged all right with possession.
Yeah.
He had a baggie of ecstasy,
okay,
and some baggies, mm-hmm, that would be plural, of,
yeah,
marijuana.
Okay.
And who knows what else they're going to
find.
So
what, was he sitting in his car writing that note before he goes in? Was
you know,
he thinking
I'm
about
not
that?
Sure. I really want to know. I need to kind of dig through maybe the probable cause statement and see what kind of paper it was written on.
Yeah, that's it. Could have been like on a sandwich wrapper. Something like that. Well, you know, and you should look in your car to see what you can find. A man in Newcastle, Australia has become an instant millionaire, found a winning lottery ticket while he was cleaning his car out.
Must be nice.
Yeah, how is that? The man purchased a ticket at the start of last year, but only discovered that he had won when he went online and checked the numbers after finding the ticket at the bottom of an old shopping bag in his car.
You know, why do you buy a lottery ticket if you're not even going to pay attention
exactly.
to it?
I know, right?
Well, that's because, and you know, how many people do that?
Oh, I'm sure a lot.
Well, and I heard the reason why he uses the reusable bags and he lines it with beer carton, cardboard, you know,
sure.
so that it doesn't damage the bags with his groceries.
Okay.
And apparently the ticket had slid underneath one of those pieces of cardboard.
Okay.
He forgot all about it, and as he was cleaning out the bag eventually one day, he found the ticket.
Good thing he could still cash it in. Some of those things expire.
Yeah, they do, usually after a year or something like that. But anyway, so clean out your car this weekend or whenever you have time, and something really good may be happening to you.
Yeah, remember when you buy a lottery ticket.
Well, see, and that's the whole thing, is after you buy the lottery ticket, yeah, like you say, why didn't he remember to check it on the Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever they have that drawing? That's because you buy it thinking, oh, okay, there. Well, now I know I'm not going to win. And then you don't
check. Well, then why do you buy it?
Yeah. But that great dream to never have to work again. That's the reason.
Yes.
And the state needs the money, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so if you're looking for something that you just need to be watching this morning or this afternoon on your computer, there's apparently a giraffe birth live stream that is driving the internet crazy.
Sweet.
Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Brad, you got a lot of time, man.
What's the link?
He's known about both of these stories.
I do have a lot of time. The giraffe thing's been going on for like a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, yeah. Viewers rallied around a YouTube live stream of a pregnant giraffe named April.
April. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Waiting to give birth at the Animal Adventure Park in New York. Stream was briefly taken down following explicit content reports. From pranksters, but under pressure from the web, YouTube quickly reinstated it. Apparently, the old saying, no press is bad press, stands true.
Yeah.
The stream, which probably would have gone unnoticed by the majority of the internet, got major attention after the controversy. That was Thursday. Now we're at Wednesday, and April, the giraffe, is yet to give birth. The zoo owner, Jordan Patch, has tried to dampen the internet's expectations. He said it's a very natural process, and we can't put timelines on that. So have you watched it, Brad?
No, well, that's the funny part is that, you know, it pops up just scrolling on through my Facebook feed. I guess people have liked it or whatever, and it'll pop up. I'll see the live feed on there. And every single day it says, is today the day?
Oh, man. All
and it's been like that for a week.
I was going to say, could be that they don't have a lot to do.
Yeah.
Now, Jordan Patch, again, the owner of the zoo, explained that the labor process can take 2 to 6 hours or sometimes days.
Large.
Days in labor. Oh, so did you go look?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching April right now.
What is April doing? Is April walking, lounging? What's
she's
April doing?
She's standing. She looks like she's got a neighbor giraffe in her little pen. So they're talking.
They're chit-chatting.
Maybe they're kissing. Oh, trying to make another baby already. Ooh, maybe that's the hubby.
And that's a pregnant giraffe, huh?
Yeah, and she's wide.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Doesn't have far to fall, I guess.
I'm sure
maybe
he's kicking.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure about that. All right, self-proclaimed Texas taco journalist Mendo Rayo. Have we ever heard of him?
No.
I haven't either. He's launched a change.org petition to establish tacos as the official food for the state of Texas.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Okay, all right. As part
what
of the
is the official food?
Well,
do we have one?
I think barbecue.
Oh.
I think, but I'm not sure.
Right.
You know, you could probably do barbecue tacos, right?
Yeah.
Put brisket in there.
You can put whatever you want on a taco. That's the glory of the food.
Part of his research, Rayo traveled to nearly a dozen Texas cities, eventually writing Tacos of Texas, a Lone Star Taco Lover's Bible. He explains in Texas, you can find tacos almost anywhere, not just at Mexican or Tex-Mex restaurants, but at food trucks, trailers, gas stations, Asian food places, barbecue joints, and all-American restaurants.
Apparently, Jack in the Box.
Our state dish is chili con carne.
Oh,
currently.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. Fine. There you go.
I vote for tacos.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the Grocery-torium the other day, and I stopped to look at hot dogs, okay? Now, again, I'm not a hot dog person after I saw how they're made.
Okay.
I just don't really want to do that or think about it. But at this Grossportorium, they had brisket hot dogs.
Hmm.
Hot dogs made of beef brisket.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're shaped like regular hot dogs. I went, wow, that
sounds pretty good.
It's a little interesting. That's not bad. Hello? Caller?
Yeah. You know that video of the giraffe having a baby giraffe? I wonder if it's running neck and neck with all the cat videos.
Nah.
I'd much rather watch a giraffe.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Well, they don't cat, but you know, what does a giraffe do with a ball of yarn? I mean, you know, no fun.
True.
While we're talking about YouTube, they have announced a new feature through which it will take on cable. The video platform has announced YouTube TV, $35 bundle that lets subscribers watch more than 40 TV channels, including all four major U.S. broadcast networks.
Wow.
Programming on the featured channels will be broadcast live, but a DVR feature will let users save an unlimited number of their favorite shows in the cloud and watch them later. In a neat feat of technology, you'll be able to record an unlimited number of shows at the exact same time, too. An unlimited number of shows at the exact same time.
Wow.
So, excuse me, the entire product is designed to work seamlessly with your mobile, desktop, or digital, and also TV devices. And was it yesterday we said that the massive amount of video that is now 1 billion hours has been uploaded to YouTube. So yeah. Now they're going to do that. The launch lineup for YouTube will include ABC, Fox, CBS, NBC, as well as a dozen cable channels.
Now, the other cable channels make a difference, though, because, like, let's say you're a Walking Dead fan.
Kay.
If they don't have AMC, then why do you want it?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah. But if you're in there competing not only with cable, but you're going to compete with Roku or Amazon, those situations where you download specific channels, but it's not live TV.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get to watch live TV. So this, well, here's the story, is ESPN on there? I mean,
right.
Bottom line,
yeah.
Is,
mm-hmm.
Let's
absolutely.
Talk about that, because even though ESPN is losing tons and tons of viewers, and they are, there's some content that people might want, for instance, here. People might be football fans, so they'll, mm-hmm. or sports fans. They'll want to watch the SEC Network. You know, is that kind of that going to be available? But anyhow, $35. They're rolling it out today, and I'm sure we will be hearing more about it in days to come. All right, 7:23.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at texascountiesdeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
7:24, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Scientists obviously have more money and time on their hands than we ever knew. study was published in Science yesterday. Researchers at Queen's Mary University in London showed that bumblebees might have what it takes to learn how to play soccer.
What?
Bees playing soccer.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well, it's a different kind of soccer. What they do is they pull this ball backwards over the goal, and if they do that, then the bees get a sugary treat. But the deal is that they clearly are able to teach the bees how to play the game. The bees actually learn how to do that, and then they taught other bees.
Wow.
Teacher bees, I'm just
teacher
saying.
Teacher bees.
Bees are generally
bees.
Yeah, thought to be some of the most intelligent insects, as insects go, thanks to their complex colonies and their behavior patterns. We talked the other day about how they bump into each other and say, excuse me, right?
Right,
okay,
right.
So there. So you can watch a video that they've put out there, which has probably not been watched as much as the pregnant giraffe, but nonetheless, researchers are particularly impressed with their performance in the arena. And again, bees teaching other bees how to play soccer.
Interesting.
See, you're going to have time today to do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know you are. Either that or... And did you take a nap yesterday? Do you remember yesterday was public sleep day?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
In public?
Not in public.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah.
Well, you got your own little office there, too. You know, you could sleep in there.
That's true.
You put that chair right there by the door, and nobody would be able to see you sleeping there.
I've asked for blinds.
Yeah, I know. That's right. You have. Yeah. One day you will.
One day.
726. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's what we've got going for you. 74 for a high temperature today. Winds are going to shift around later on today out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. So that will make a change. And then tonight, we'll have clear skies and be about 44 for a low. Tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine, 67. About the same thing for Friday. Maybe a little bit warmer, up to 70. Rain comes into the forecast on Saturday at 30% during the day, 40% on Saturday night, and 40% on Sunday. And Sunday right now, with that rain, we're looking at a high temperature of 75. Currently, winds are calm. Got some humidity out there and 67 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Before addressing Congress last night, President Trump signed off on his budget outline. Military spending will increase by a whopping 10%. Trump said the military's gotten the shaft in recent years. We need to fix it. The bumped-up military spending will be offset by dramatic cuts in other federal agencies, except for the VA and law enforcement operations. So discretionary spending will not go up overall. It's going to stay right where it is, around $1 trillion. As soon as the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer got this news, he ran to the Democrat playbook. He said that Trump's proposals would help the rich and take a meat axe to the programs that help the middle class and the poor. Schumer also said that Trump would hurt agencies that protect clean air and clean water and protect consumers from Wall Street because nobody was safe, you know, before Obama. Now, as predictably as the sun rises in the east, Schumer will soon read from the rest of the Democrat playbook. Children will starve. Their school lunches will be taken away. Granny's going to be forced to eat dog food without a new can opener. And people will have to choose between medicine or rent. Now, for years, I have asked, why is it the federal government is never asked to make do with less? Finally, there's a good chance some government agencies might actually have to. And this is going to cause a near nuclear explosion. You watch.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RUSH, and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan Fire Department presented a proclamation at last night's city council meeting. Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin says it was for a private citizen's action during a house fire on January 25th.
Angel Villa stopped to assist Josh and Nicole after he saw their home on fire. He helped to prevent the occupants from re-entering the house, which was well involved by this time.
There is a Bryan connection to one of two Houston police officers who were shot yesterday while looking for a burglary suspect. Councilman Ruben Marine says Ronnie Cortez is a nephew of former Councilman Richard Cortez.
My prayers goes out to the Cortez family, to his mother, his brother Danny, and just please keep the officers in your prayers.
Mayor Andrew Nelson repeated a call he made 2 weeks ago to remember first responders and members of the military. Five new deputies will be hired by the Brazos County Sheriff's Department. That's after county commissioners approved an agreement for staffing College Station middle and high schools with school resource officers. While the contract calls for CSISD to reimburse the county for all expenses, Irma Cauley says taxpayers were still concerned. Sammy Catalina tried to reassure Cauley and her constituents.
I think it's something that we'll watch very close to make sure that that's the way it goes down, because that was our stipulation on taking this project on to start with, was to make sure that the county was not out one single cent.
Chief Deputy Jim Stewart thanked the commissioners.
The more we thought about it, we saw it as an opportunity for the county and for the sheriff's office to do good things for our citizens, not only in the outside the cities, but also within the cities themselves.
Commissioners also had to approve a rare emergency amendment to the county budget. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office has announced a body was found yesterday morning in the Brazos River just south of the Highway 21 bridge. This is 10 days after a man was seen jumping from the bridge into the river. The body was taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. A Bryan man is accused of pointing a loaded rifle at a motorist on Highway 21 east of the freeway Monday afternoon. According to the arrest report, the victim followed the suspect until deputy constables stopped a pickup truck on Harvey Mitchell between Leonard Road and Villa Maria. The victim said the suspect was also yelling obscenities at him. 18-year-old Cameron Mateka, who denied pointing the rifle, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 4 days after a Bryan woman's driver's license was suspended for the ninth time, she is arrested for driving with a suspended license with three prior convictions. According to the arrest report, a Bryan policeman saw 27-year-old Felicia Oakman get into a car, pull away without signaling, and make a turn without signaling. Three children in the back seat, ages 5, 6, and 7, were not in child safety seats, and the officer learned the car was reported stolen from Waco. Oakman is out of jail after posting bond. Johnny Manziel gets to continue with his plea agreement from last year's domestic violence incident following an appearance before a judge in a Dallas County courtroom Tuesday morning. Here's part of the exchange between Judge Roberto Conis and Manziel.
I want to see from you that you are taking this situation seriously and that you're working on the conditional dismissal contract.
And my life is trending upwards, so I don't even want to let this get anywhere near the rabbit hole that you were describing. This situation is in my hands.
I want you to be successful in whatever you want to do in life, but I need you to be successful in this conditional dismissal program. Okay.
I need to get my life in order, and these are the things I need to do.
Manziel, who was put on probation after abusing an ex-girlfriend last year, had failed to make a deadline for alcohol counseling. The Texas Senate has approved a call for a convention of states that would amend the U.S. Constitution and impose things like a federal balanced budget requirement. The proposal must still clear the House. 28 states, including Texas, have previously approved some form of call for a federal balanced budget amendment, but Tea Party groups and grassroots activists are worried about a runaway convention where liberal states could weaken things like the Second Amendment. Since 2000, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has recognized minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of the Community Impact Award are Catherine Kleeman of Spherion Staffing, Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube, and Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects. Dean Endler represented Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has sponsored the award since its inception at yesterday's luncheon.
I applaud and am very grateful for the unwavering tenacity that you have for your employees and for your community. And that is something that most assuredly should be recognized. We are in absolute awe of the sacrifices that you make for your businesses, but today we're going to admire you for your devotion to your businesses, to your employees, and to this community.
Comments from the business owners are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 67 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net. Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Hey, good morning. 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clearing today, breezy, with temperatures reaching 70 to 75. Cold front will be crossing the area this morning. With clear skies tonight, lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Sunshine for tomorrow, a bit cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. We're under the influences of high pressure on Friday. We'll have sunshine, and temperatures Friday will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M basketball team earned a win last night on the road against Missouri. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. Meanwhile, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the Aggie baseball team's victory over Prairie View A&M last night. And we'll hear from A&M softball coach Joe Evans as the team gets set to face Houston tonight. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, and this from Hearn. No, I'm not going to talk about it. Now, the wind has shifted. The winds are out of the northwest in Hearn. You know, when I started with Hearn, you could go in all sorts of directions there, couldn't you?
Okay.
Got a little worried. Never mind. All right, so I guess we'll do this story as you're going to work. It has to do with stress and anxiety in the workplace.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get you ready for a hump day.
That's right. Those two things are cited in 70% of the calls that were placed to phone counseling lines at Workplace Options, which is a provider of employee assistance programs. Now, in 2014, 50% of the callers complained about that, but now 70%.
Wow.
Just saying.
Huh.
Gallup's most recent large-scale survey about burnout in U.S. America that was conducted in 2012 found that more than 40% of workers were so stressed at work they felt burned out. A more recent survey of German workers conducted in 2015 found 25% of them felt burned out. Well, wait, 40% here, 25% in Germany?
Huh?
Why is that? Why are they less stressed out than we are?
That's a good question.
All right, just so there you go. So if you're feeling, and don't feel stressed out. Please don't feel stressed out. We don't. I mean,
yeah.
we're just here. You know,
this isn't the stressful part of mine. That comes later on.
There you go. Yeah,
stressful later.
I know
on.
when your coworkers are yelling at you about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So instead, if we're not gonna be stressed out, then oh, I guess we may as well talk about bacon.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had bacon before?
Yeah. So have you ever pulled that bacon out of the fridge? You're getting all set to cook it, and you notice a green tinge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You probably threw it out. Turns out it's quite normal.
Oh.
There is nothing wrong with it. A chemical called nitrite, which has been used to cure meat for a long, hundreds of years, can react with a naturally occurring blood protein and can cause that color change in the blood pigment of the meat. Okay. It goes
good
from red
know.
To green.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the phenomenon apparently is called nitrite burn. Still, you need to be cautious, though. If your bacon is grayish or green spotted areas are on there,
that's mold. Mm.
It means you waited too long to cook it. It's
yeah.
all on you,
that's
first of
your
all.
Your fault.
Because you do need to throw it away then.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's just a greenish tinge, it's probably okay.
And you can usually tell by the smell. Like
yeah.
If it smells weird at all, you know, it's probably
But again,
not a good
if
idea.
You waited that long, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Hello. Whoa. Well, the Germans are probably less stressed out because from day one on the job, you're guaranteed 4 weeks vacation. A vacation bonus based on your annual salary, and you can drink alcohol at lunch.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Nice.
Those are probably a lot of things that would work. Your taxes are a little higher there, too.
Yeah.
Just saying. But nonetheless, fine. All right, so the shape of your face could be affected by your name.
What?
Mashable.com says these new findings from Israeli researchers give some credence to the idea that you look like a Tom or a Sarah or a Brad or a Chelsea. Okay? The researchers found that when a person was shown a stranger's face, they picked the right name out of five choices about 35% of the time.
Really?
That's what they're saying here.
I mean, 35% of the time. You just have to guess.
Yeah, that means, that
yeah.
means
yeah,
you
it's
missed it 65%.
It's multiple answers.
Yeah, it's not
choice.
Even 50-50 there. Yeah.
Aside
yeah.
from picking the right name over one-third of the time, the study's volunteers continued to keep matching faces with the correct names in more than a dozen follow-up experiments. But how exactly would our names affect the shape of our faces? Some possibilities include a person's personality, influenced by stereotypes of their name and how people have treated them as a result may affect their faces.
I mean, so when I think of like face shape, yes, there's, you know, oval, round, more square.
Right.
But really what it comes down to, do you have a fat face or a skinny face?
Exactly.
And then what kind of names do you associate with fat people or skinny
you see,
people?
And that's it. I mean, okay, a boy named Sue, I get that, all right? That would be a little bit different.
Right.
Now, but that's the deal is if somebody knows a Brad or a Chelsea, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and based on what their, I don't know.
Association is
with
them or their opinion.
Right.
Right.
Maybe that could do that.
Which is, again, why we're at 35% of the correct choice.
Although I have often wondered if somebody with my exact name has shared any of my same experiences based on just the name.
There you
go.
Now, there you go.
That's an interesting concept if you think about it, you know, completely different parts of the world or whatever, but if they have your exact same name, maybe they've experienced something that's the same just based on the fact that you're probably going to be in the same space in a alphabetical order of something
right.
or whatever, you know?
Well, that's what we always would ask Patrick, you know, what was it like to have a last name that started with Z?
Oh, yeah. He waited a lot.
Yeah, got to wait a lot. Got to be
all the time.
You're back there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is, in this, however, is that there are effects to a person's personality. Short-tempered people develop more tense facial muscles than others who are more relaxed. That can lead to how the jaw, or actually your jawline, develops, for example.
Okay.
Genetic influence from a person's parents can also play a role. Even how a person styles their hair plays a role. In fact, researchers said that hair is one of the facial features that humans control the most. Clearly, you can do that.
And right, but who says that, you know, all Brads have beards?
Right,
that's
exactly.
True, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, your hair, everybody with your name has hair that's this long
right.
or this color. Nonetheless, that's what they're trying. All right,
okay.
Here's a guy who had too much time on his hands. A man in Pakistan has set a world record for the most drink cans crushed with an elbow in 1 minute.
All right. How many did he get?
Well, the guy's name is Muhammad Rashid. He crushed 77 full drink cans using his elbow, sending fizzy liquid flying in the air. Crowd watching the stunt ended with them being soaked with soda.
Soda.
He holds several world records.
Wouldn't want to waste beer.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. Most walnuts crushed with an elbow in 1 minute. He runs a martial arts school.
Does he use the left or the right?
You know, I don't know. And that's the other thing. Was he using both
alternating?
Elbows?
Alternating,
yeah. Alternating.
Ooh, or at the same time. Double elbow crunch.
Okay. I know there must be a video of this somewhere. I mean, if there's a video of a pregnant giraffe out there, there's probably a video of this guy crushing soda cans.
I like to leave it to my imagination sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, see how that works out.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Men are known for their can-do attitude, but guys, did you know the words "I can't" actually make you stronger? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Hollywood has a tremendous influence on our young people, and that's a serious problem for a lot of reasons. One in particular is the way masculinity is portrayed to our boys. In the world of make-believe, real men are rugged individualists who walk alone, have no sense of fear, and of course don't cry. They solve every problem by themselves, and they never, ever ask for help. That, of course, is considered a weakness. This almost cartoonish view of masculinity is a stereotype that pervades our culture. And because of it, boys grow into men with a skewed understanding of strength. True men, they believe, can handle life, no matter what it may throw at them. And to the degree they can't, they feel weak and embarrassed. But the truth is, men with this perspective suffer in isolation. They wear a facade of true strength, all the while drowning their pain in a bottle, or disconnecting from their families, or burying themselves in pornography. The broken places within us cannot be our source of healing as well. And that's why authentic masculine strength recognizes its limitations and courageously says, "I can't do this alone." Men, life can be tough, and the pain we suffer is real. Admitting you need help is only a weakness if you're an action hero in a movie. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Your grandma probably told you, you are what you eat. But it's hard to eat right. So to supplement, you take those chemistry set vitamins. Instead, you could get something natural that actually is good for you, like Texas Superfood.
Pineapple,
oranges, sweet potatoes,
papaya, parsley, peach.
Hi, I'm Dennis Black in Dallas, Texas. Texas Superfood is 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. In a capsule or a powder, you can see them all at TexasSuperfood.com.
I feel great. I look great. Sex drive's better. Everything's better.
Pharmacists, doctors, and nurses all recommend Texas Superfood.
Since I've been on Superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
To order, go to TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. It's TexasSuperfood.com and the number 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. In A&M men's basketball, Tony Trocheamorelo scored 18 points on 6-for-9 shooting, helping Texas A&M defeat Missouri 60-43 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
It's always good to get a road win. I thought our size and our guys sharing the ball and making shots was critical for us. Our defense was good, but Missouri they didn't have a good shooting night either.
Missouri took a 7-6 lead in a slow-paced, low-scoring first half, but Texas A&M answered with a 9-0 run and never trailed again, eventually leading by as many as 20. A&M closes out the regular season this weekend, hosting number 9 Kentucky on Saturday. Tip-off scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M baseball, Joel Davis provided the go-ahead blast in the sixth that propelled the number 20 Aggies over the Prairie View A&M Panthers 9-2 last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Kind of the turning point after we tied it up was, you know, Holman coming off the bench with the 11-pitch at bat, getting the walk, and Kopetsky being ready to hit with runners in scoring position. And thought Dox was much better this week. Behind him, Miner and Ruffcorn were pretty good.
Landon Miner got the win for the Aggies, working three innings out of the pen. Miner came into the day with four perfect innings to his record and got the first four outs before allowing his first career base runner. Altogether, the Aggie arm struck out a dozen Panthers. Next up, Incarnate Word travels to College Station tonight for a 6:30 tilt with the Aggs, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M softball, the fifth-ranked Aggies return to action tonight with a matchup against Houston at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Well, U of H, I feel like they always play great against us. I feel like they've got a lot of good athletes on their team, a lot of good Texas athletes. So a lot of those kids we see at camp year in and year out and compete against them. And so it's nice to get the opportunity to continue to play them every year. They just play hard.
Samantha Shaw, who was named the SEC Pitcher of the Week on Monday, was also named the NFCA National Pitcher of the Week yesterday. First pitch tonight is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In the NBA,
Kanter has the rebound. Westbrook flying up the floor, using a screen in the middle of the lane from Gibson to take it home. Wow!
Russell Westbrook scored 12 of his 43 points in the final 2 minutes to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 109-106 last night. And out on the ice, Antoine Roussel capped Dallas's 3-goal third period, and the Stars rallied for a 3-2 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day. This time it is a 2013 Ford Escape. 42,000 miles, great gas mileage on this one. Pretty cool little small SUV, and it's only $12,887. That's $12,887 for a 2013 Ford Escape. If that's not to your liking, it's still Truck Month, and you can get hooked up at Team of Navasota. Because of Truck Month, you're going to have huge savings. And just, oh, by the way, the F-Series pickup truck is the number one selling truck for 40 straight years in America. And if you get one of these brand new trucks, or even a previously owned truck, and you want to spruce it up a little bit, you can do that with Texas Custom Outfitters. They've got package deals with financing available, so it can be all rolled in to the way you're paying for your truck. That's wheels, tires, bumpers, window tint, sound systems, grill guards, everything you can put on a truck, they can do it for you at Team Ford of Navasota. To find more, go to teamofnavasota.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
This Friday,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters Friday.
About 4 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Forgot to mention, we'll talk to Congressman Bill Flores tomorrow. Normally do that on our Chit Chat Wednesday, but that'll be tomorrow. Okay, we will speak with John Rainey and Carl Mooney in the next hour, however. All right, so, there may or may not be chicken in your chicken sandwich.
What?
Shocking report. Shocking report.
Shocking.
From the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's Consumer Affairs Show, it's called Marketplace, said researchers conducted DNA tests on several chicken sandwiches from fast food restaurants. They found that Subway's chicken breast contained only half real chicken. The rest is mostly soy.
Really?
That's in Canada. That's what they're saying.
In Canada.
Okay.
Caller.
Hey, I was thinking about that attempted bank robbery that was happened, I guess, in Bryan yesterday.
Okay.
Teller overreacted. He should just, you know, send him over to the loan department.
Is that it? Okay. Probably not. He didn't know where he was, right? Man. Walked up to the wrong window.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Just give me a loan. All right. So anyhow, mostly soy. Study conducted by independent DNA researcher Matt Harnden at Trent University in their DNA laboratory analyzed 5 pieces of oven-roasted chicken and 5 chicken strips, which are found in the restaurant's popular wraps. The oven-roasted chicken contained 53% chicken DNA. The chicken strips, 42%. Subway obviously not happy about the report.
Yeah.
Right.
Howsomever. If you're wondering about some other fast food restaurants, McDonald's Crispy Chicken is 85% chicken DNA.
Wow.
Wendy's Grilled Chicken is 88% DNA. They don't mention Chick-fil-A. Do they have Chick-fil-A in Canada? Maybe they don't.
Probably not.
It's a Canadian study. Howsomever. That's kind of frightening.
Yeah,
still interesting.
Well, I want to believe that Chick-fil-A is 100% chicken.
That's right. If you'll recall, when the chicken nuggets first came out, basically the question was parts is parts.
Right.
And what parts were those? But nevertheless. All right, so how do you greet people? High five, fist bump, any of those things? Those are acceptable ways now to greet people.
Like people you know?
Well, you know, that's it. I don't think you do that when you're meeting somebody for the first time unless you're Howie Mandel.
Dave,
you know?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, especially not in like a pub, like a professional setting.
Right. Don't think so.
Oh, no. You're the GM? What's up? High five.
Presumably, it is for health reasons, at least in the case of the fist bump. The theory is that bumping fist would transfer fewer germs than your full-on handshake. But does it? Researchers put on thick rubber gloves, dipped them in a bacterial stew, and then tested to see which transferred the most bacteria. And as you might expect, the full handshake was the winner. The firmer the handshake, the more germs that were passed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, be sure and lay out a limp fish.
Do not give me a limp fish.
That does not, does not work well at all.
Yeah, that just makes everybody uncomfortable.
Wimpy handshake.
The high five transferred about half the bacteria of the handshake, and the fist bump transferred one-tenth.
Oh, so, yeah. Fist bump it is.
Do
yeah.
the fist bump thing.
Or just don't touch him at all.
It could, you could just not. Well, you know, the Chinese, right?
Give him the peace sign.
The Japanese. Oh, yeah, the peace sign. Mm-hmm. Japanese bow. Sometimes they don't even, good, you know, they're not even in contact with you. Could do that. That's exactly
Start
right.
Start curtsying to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just a head nod.
Yep. Yeah. All right, it's National Cheerleader Week, so get out there and celebrate that.
Woo.
I don't know why it starts on Wednesday, but you know. Maybe that goes until then. By the way, it's Ash Wednesday today, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you know about that as we continue from... Hey, so did either of y'all like a Mardi Gras it up or anything yesterday?
No, okay. I did not.
Well, I told you, I went to sleep. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah,
Brad was napping.
Earlier, that's a party for me.
Earlier in the day, you could have done that. But anyhow,
no.
So today is Ash Wednesday. But it's optimism month, too, so we need to feel good about that.
Yeah.
And Chelsea's going to put something together because it's employee spirit month,
Woo!
Too. So we'll... have something going on in the break room sometime later on this month.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a look at the weather. It's going to be changing, as a matter of fact. Winds are going to be shifting, if they haven't already, in the next little while. And we'll look for a high temperature today. Will be okay. We'll be in the 70s, but the winds will be coming out of the north and gusting up to maybe 30 miles an hour. Right now, 67 outside. WTAW.